The I'm thinking 1 Corinthians chapter 10, right? He says, you know, hey, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all the fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. They were all baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You know, they all believed in Jesus. They all got baptized. They all did the works of God. They all ate the same spiritual meat. They all continued in Christ for a time. They all drank the spiritual drink. They drank of the rock that followed, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. If your confession is overthrown, God will not be pleased with you. And look, it's not that you were called of God and chosen of God, and then you just blew it, because you can't blow it. If you're truly of God, it won't be blown. He's going to take you through. You will be born of Him. Those that blow it are they, as John said, as manifest they are not of us, or they were not of us. For if they were of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. I forgot who said this. You know, they go out from us because they're not of us. They leave the way of Christ because they're not of God. But if we confess Him, notice He didn't say, whoever shall have confessed at least once that Jesus is the Son of God. You got to continue in it. You have to, just as God has to abide in you, you have to abide in God. You have to abide in that confession. That's as plain as the nose on my face. Abide in Him. Abide in the confession. Verse 16, and we have known and believed that the love of God hath to us. What? We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we have made... I'm sorry, let's just look at verse 16. We have known and believed the love of God hath to us. You know, that to love that God. There's a certain love that God has towards us. It is a love that is powerful to deliver us from this present evil world, to deliver us from our sins of our past, to deliver us from sin in general and deliver to us righteousness, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, all the things of God, the promises which He has written in His Word. That is His love towards us, to do all those things, to raise us even from the dead, that we might live forevermore. God is love. You know, love is what God is. Whatever God is, that's what love is. Now, people say, why? You know, people say, well, a loving God would do this and a loving God would do that. A God that's all loving. It doesn't say God is all loving. God loves righteousness and hates iniquity. It's in the book of Hebrews. It's in the Psalms. He loves that. He hates iniquity. He hates them that do iniquity. Even though I was once the doer of iniquity, still in the sight of God, though from the foundation of the world, I was the righteous, if I am of Him. So are all they that are of God, from the foundation of the world. Though they live for a time in sin, God's plan is that they should come out of it. So if we dwell in love, we dwell in God, and God in us. Again, loving God is according to God's love, how He defines it. Not according to what man would like to be true. Because everything that is not of the truth is a lie, and that lie is not of the love of God. If I say to someone, hey, you know, God loves you. Do whatever you want. You know, God loves everybody. Men with men, women with women, men with children. Women with animals, right? Hey, you know what? What's wrong with any of that? Well, that other stuff, it's one thing to say men with men. I mean, that's not so bad. But then when you say, animals, why is that worse? Why? I mean, the animals probably enjoy it, don't they? Sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't perform, would they? It's not cruel to the animals. I know I'm speaking of base things, but the scripture speaks of those things too. You know, that's not the kind of love that's of God. Neither is the kind of love that says, well, I don't want to upset them, even though what they're doing is destroying them. You know, I could refrain. And times it comes to me, like, don't talk against those things, Paul. You want to focus on talking against Christian hypocrisy because you have a lot more affection. Because I have more affection by nature to those who are closer to my beliefs, right? Because I have a greater understanding with other Christians than I do with non-Christians. You know, I have a greater understanding with people who are like me, heterosexual, right? So there's a natural sort of enmity between those who are different. And I'm not saying that's of God. I usually try to cut them some slack in regard, not that any slack as far as righteousness is concerned. That's unrighteousness. What I mean is slack as far as I don't come down, you know, on those sins as much as I do on those who live in hypocrisy. But really, I need to warn all. You know, I don't want to like soft pedal one side, you know, to the exclusion of the other. Because that would almost be to hate. The most hateful thing I could do against, you know, homosexuality is to never say anything against it. So the people would think, oh, well, he's with us. And I don't mean to mock, though I naturally did it there. And I wouldn't want to never speak against, you know, evangelicalism or Catholicism or Protestantism or, for that matter, Pentecostalism, lest they should think I was not, you know, lest they should think that I approved of what they do. So I speak against it all, that all may repent, and that I might have love towards all. I'm not saying the love of God is perfect in me, but I know this, that it is love to warn someone to turn from their evil ways, okay? That is love. Even, you know, I want to be in meekness instructing those, and I think I do that in general, but righteousness is exciting. The zeal of the house of God eats me up. And Christ even said to his enemies, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Because sometimes when people are so wicked, the best thing you can do, a mild rebuke, isn't going to suffice. So I trust the Spirit of God when I have the Spirit in me. So when I get worked up, I think it's got to be in a good thing. And pray that no one take it the wrong way.